Welcome to MCBI's 60 Mark, a podcast for curious thinkers.
If someone had told me I would be the managing director of an organisation that was deeply in love with monkeys, I probably would have questioned their sanity or would have been interested to see what crystal ball they were looking into. But monkeys are incredibly important to MCBI. We love monkeys. If you come to our office, you'll see monkeys everywhere. We have thousands of monkeys soon to be arriving from ship to help supplement our training. But why are monkeys so important to us? The reason behind is that monkeys started with a story that has become pivotal to all of us in the training community. And that was spawned out of a 1960s social science experiment. Now, before you, all of you guys, get on Google and then start to challenge, I will tell you this story has been said so many times, it's probably been embellished and evolved. So it's the spirit I hope you'll get. So why do we like monkeys and change? So this experiment that we all fell in love with was based on a group of scientists, and these little guys in the white coats decided that they wanted to see how humans interacted and how we would respond to change. And they thought, well, let's get some monkeys to experiment on. And this was the time before the RSPCA was everywhere and keeping an eye on the safety of monkeys. And don't worry, no monkey dies in this story, but they do get ruffled up a bit. Now, the scientists put four monkeys in a sealed room, a white sealed room with just a big glass window out the front. And they were observing these four monkeys. And the monkeys, as monkeys do, then started to, you know, just look around and be monkeys. They participated and they started to show their primary behaviours of curiosity and interest. Now, within this room, there was a mezzanine, and this mezzanine had a big bunch of juicy bananas with a little ladder that led to it. And these monkeys, as they were starting to get comfortable, they sort of looked around and they saw this mezzanine and this monkey sort of spotted the bananas. And then, like good monkeys do, their primary behaviour was, quick, let's go up and let's go chase down these bananas because they look like what we want to eat for the weekend or for the afternoon, whatever it was. Now, the scientists anticipated this and they were really interested and they wanted to see if they could actually impact or influence what are very natural primary behaviours in something like monkeys. Now, for those of you following the story, we're not talking monkeys here, we're talking humans, but it's the monkeys. Now, the monkeys then were greeted by a little twist to the story from the scientists. And the scientists arranged some high-pressure hoses. And every time the monkeys went for the bananas, the scientists turned the high-pressure hose on the monkeys, doused them with water, and it shocked them and scared them. And over time, the monkeys started to become discouraged. They lost interest. You know, the dousing was too shocking. And the hunger was no longer as important as it used to be to get those beautiful, beautiful bananas. They lost interest in it. And interestingly, the monkeys didn't then grieve. They just sort of reverted to a secondary set of behaviours of grooming and hanging out. And for those of you who've watched all those, natural wildlife shows, you see the monkeys when they start grooming, picking the fleas off each other and all those good things. All normal behaviours for monkeys. Now, the funny thing is that they abandoned the pursuit of the bananas because, you know, that the high-pressure hose taught them very quickly, don't be hanging, don't be doing that, don't be trying. Now, the scientists were fascinated that they could then alter what are very primary and basic instincts in monkeys so quickly and without actually material harm, just shocking and scaring them and sort of messing them around. So they decided to extend the experiment and they took one of those wet monkeys and then they took him out, marched him out, and then marched in a dry monkey. And the dry monkey walked into the white mezzanine. You can probably just imagine what this monkey was turning around looking at, going, what? There's three wet monkeys in the corner grooming. There's a mezzanine in this room with a bunch of juicy bananas on it. And like a normal monkey primary response was, what are you guys all doing? Why don't you just go for the bananas? It's crazy. In the little monkey's face, you can just imagine him going, what? That's crazy. And the monkey then, the little dry monkey, started to move towards the bananas because it was the right and logical and obvious thing to do. Now, those little wet monkeys, what do you reckon they did? I mean, well, you're probably sitting in the car or wherever you're listening to it and you're probably offering an answer. Let me tell you, the other monkeys then did what good monkeys do. They reached out and they tried to stop that new dry monkey from reaching for the banana. Now, they didn't do it because they were bad monkeys or, you know, they, or whatever, they were some evil or they were down, you know, that they were going to try to stop or greed or anything. They did it because monkeys are communal creatures. They're social and they look out for each other. And their experience of going for the banana had taught them that it was pretty bad. Bad things could happen. And they didn't want that to happen to their new collegiate mate. So instead, the new dry monkey took the cues from the wet monkeys and looked up, still confused, but then bizarrely adopted the behaviour of the wet monkeys and then rapidly gave up on the pursuit of the bananas. And that was that. Now, the scientists were fascinated that this idea of not pursuing things and abandoning primary instinct was also infectious. There was a certain contagion that would go with bad experiences. So they then tried to actually see if we could, you know, get rid of everyone who'd experienced the wet high-pressure hose and replace it entirely with just dry monkeys in that room. And they did that. Now, the very bizarre and somewhat disturbing thing is that within that context of that room with the glass at the front and the mezzanine and the bananas, the behaviour persisted. Even though none of those dry monkeys had experienced the high-pressure hose, they had all, through recruitment and observation and falling into another set of behaviours, no longer went for the bananas. And they gave up. And they just gave up. Now, this story has been repeated thousands and thousands of times, and the idea of social conditioning and change management and handing down stories through organisations is one that's been proven many, many times. The idea of change can be terrifying for some, but sometimes it's even irrationally scary because of what other people have experienced, not what you've experienced yourself. So for us, when we were looking at this all those years ago, and the formation of our values and how we were going to approach consulting and teaching, we wanted to help people to dry off if you were a wet monkey. But we also wanted you to be able to be inspired through new ways of looking at things and new ways of approaching consulting gigs and even looking at the way you dealt with problems within your organisation, that you weren't going to pick up the contagion of past history and only look forward. So that's why monkeys are so important to MCBI. I know we are a little bit silly sometimes at the firm, but monkeys are important to us. And for those of you who come to our training, you'll probably hear this story and you'll be given a flying monkey, just as a reminder that all of us, every single day, choose whether they're going to be a dry monkey or not. And that's the story of the father monkeys at MCBI.
Thanks for listening in today. We look forward to you joining us next time.